Welcome back to In Depth for another PSA interview in the studio. Jono Lazetic.
Yes.
And Tara Winkleman talking about Nevada Diabetes Association, specifically the, what is the event?
The Battle,
Battle of the Rattle.
I had it in my head and then I was like questioning myself
drum
for some
roll,
reason.
Drum roll, yeah.
Yeah, count on me to actually do my legwork. So yeah, Battle of the Rattle. Jono, how long have you been putting this thing on?
I can't even believe this. I mean, this 14th annual, we actually brought the poster in here into the studio so we could remind ourselves of all the details.
Exactly so.
It was amazing. The very first year we had this, it was not for the Nevada Diabetes Association. It was a cash prize, and we wanted to know who wanted to be king and queen of the Rattlesnake Mountain, hold the title. And by about the 100th person asking us, like, what's this to benefit? Like, what do you mean, what's this to benefit? Who wants the title?
Exactly. It's to benefit you if you get first.
And then the beautiful ladies, the wonderful ladies at Nevada Diabetes Association came and kind of swooped me up. My little cousin has type 1 diabetes, and meeting with the Nevada Diabetes Association here locally, you know the money stays here, and it was kind of put a warm feeling in my heart that they wanted me to kind of help, you know, represent them in this race. And so the second annual was for the Nevada Diabetes Association, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's crazy. So explain this event in case people don't know what the heck this thing is.
So this running event is a 5K race of Rattlesnake Mountain. And the first part of the course is that there is no course. Every man, woman, child for themselves. And you see everybody tries to strategize a different way going up. And you had to break it to them, like, you know, hey, remember in geometry, the quickest distance between two points is a straight line.
You're just going to have to go, climb up the mountain.
You know,
there we go.
What's unique about this race, too, is there's costume prizes. So it's awesome seeing grown men in tutus running straight up a mountain.
Yes.
Always entertaining. Yes. For sure.
Yeah, there were corporate sponsors several years ago, I think there was a that sponsored teams of youth runners, the high school. I go and talk to the high school cross country teams.
Oh, that's cool.
And ask them for, to send them. Generally there's a bye week, and that Battle of Rattle is their bye week, and we get corporate sponsors. So if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, you'd like to sponsor one of your old high school's alma mater, and that a group of four runners to run as representation of either you or your company, is that we also give out costume prizes to the youth runners that run as representation of the corporate sponsors. So there have been some, I'd say 18-year-old Adam and Eve. I think that was one of the worst costumes ever. I think the highest costumes are highly encouraged. You know, when I first set up this race, is that Reno needed something a little different. You know, I was tired of running a flat 5K race. You know, and there's nothing more awesome, exhilarating than watching Mario and Luigi running up the mountain. You know,
yeah. And so there's not like a theme. It's just kind of like wear whatever costume you got.
Yeah, that's
creative.
The high school kids that come out.
And you don't have to, but it's encouraged.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I mean, if you could win stuff and it makes it more fun, why not?
Why not?
Hey, you know, we just got to make sure, I think, that one year, actually, that we didn't realize that the group of kids got into the adult division, and then in the adult division we have bottles of wine sponsored from a friend of ours in Napa, from Napa.
Oh, okay.
And so all of a sudden these kids came up to collect the wine. We're like, parents?
Pretty sure, yeah. Are you getting them for your parents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this race is coming up. It is September 28th, Saturday, and that's the cool thing about what I like. It's like, I love races on Saturday, and I love them later on at 10 a.m. I did the music for the Reno 1 Mile and our Reno Gazette General Jog. Both those races started like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Can't do it. And then it'll be a little brisker outside, hopefully, right? I mean, by that point, it won't be so hot at 10 a.m.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's not. The seasons change specifically for the race. The rain gods and the Indian gods, and, you know, we pray for. We actually did, the very first year, we brought out a gentleman from the Paiute Indian tribe who blessed the mountain that no rattlesnakes were to come out during the race.
Oh,
so we've got
crossed.
That on our side. And for the record, no one has ever been bitten by a rattlesnake or seen a rattlesnake. We did one year have some people go out in the middle of the night and throw some rubber rattlesnakes it was
terrible.
It was not. That's not a funny joke, but
no.
it kind of was when you see people like jumping from side to side like snake. But yeah, not funny. So it's a 5K race. The first part of the course is only about 300. It's 800 vertical feet, and then after that, you hook up with a fire access trail and a single track trail, and then you actually finish the race on pavement. And so,
it's a little easier at the end there.
Yeah. So don't want to scare people off. You know, the people that are real concerned about their 5K times being put in the newspaper generally don't like to run the Battle of Rattle because their times are considerably slower.
So, yeah.
But those are the only ones. Like everyone, this is a super fun extreme. This is a super fun race. You know, it's a dog friendly race too. You can run with your dog.
Nice.
Like try to keep it open. And you can register online at battleoftherattle.com.
Okay, that's really cool. So Tara, the proceeds, I guess, what do they get the proceeds from? Is it just people have to register? Is there like a registration fee or something like that?
Yeah, there is a $40 registration fee for individual runners. And then for team of four,
we discount it at 130.
So
we encourage teams. And the team division is really fun because you're only strong as your weakest link. So you must start as a team and then you have to finish interlocking arms as the team.
Okay.
Hence Battle of the Rattle. You know, it's like you leave no runner behind.
That's really cool. It's more of a teamwork aspect, I think.
And then of course, all the proceeds left over comes to the Nevada Diabetes Association. And that's important because that's how we raise our money. We do all local fundraisers and stuff like that. And it helps get kids to camp. It helps keep our support groups running and all our local programs here in the area.
All right. That's really cool. So in case people maybe can't make it to the race or they're scared to run up a mountain, they can donate to you directly, I would think, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They can go on our website, which is diabetesnv.org.
Okay, very cool. Well, people need to register and they can do it. So battleoftherattle.com, right?
Yes, they can register at battleoftherattle.com. If they like to make a donation, there will be a link also that directs them to make a donation to as well. You can register there online. And the race details as far as it's Saturday, September 28th. The race event is 10 a.m. I think we do allow on a day of the race, since it's 10 a.m., we do allow race day registration.
Okay.
Because
cool.
We normally get some last minute people off the couch. Those are the fun ones with the friends that like, come on, come run a 5K.
Just spur of the moment.
It's always a friend like, come run a 5K. Like, okay. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they look up in the mountain and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, let me discuss the rules.
Yeah.
There are no rules. You're running straight up the mountain. And
that's
you see people
extreme.
Punching their friend like, what did you get me up to? What did you do?
But, I mean, you mentioned wine at the end of it for adults.
Yes, we have prizes. We have prizes for the top three adult place finishers and men and women. And then we get best costume prize. And then we just like making up a couple prizes with extra stuff we have. We just like based off of costume, team spirit, you know. And then for the youth runners, for the high school kids that are running as a representation of our corporate sponsors, they get a slew of prizes too and a bunch of gifts. And so, you know, I think another thing too is like if those who are listening, our corporate sponsors are really what bring in the most money for this event. And so if you're listening to this and you'd like to sponsor your old high school, you know, team of four runners, the runners, and you can even name, we've had people name their favorite, you know, name their own names, like Zena's Warriors, I think was one of, you know, it's like wasn't even a corporate sponsor of business, just as someone that wanted to like, and also we do take bribes. So it's like you can, if you want to give us a little extra money, we can make sure that your team gets stacked with all the varsity senior boys and
nice.
You guys. Yes. And you name your team. It's like, then make sure that they win first place and your name's in the newspaper. It's like,
Well, all right. Yeah. Might as well just give a little more scratch your way.
Hey, it's for the kids. You know, I had the pleasure of I just signed a disco up at the kids camps and seeing the kids at the kids camps that and knowing that the Battle of Rattle helps pay for these kids that as far as pay these kids go to these camps was magical. It's people, if you're listening, you have to understand this is serious. This is real.
Goes to a wonderful cause. It's going to be a fun time, so people need to sign up battleoftherattle.com. Thank you John Olazetich. Thank you very much Tara Winkleman for coming
in. All right. Thanks for having us.
Yay.